Hey, everybody. Hi, everybody. Hello. I'm Jane.
And I'm Sarah.
She's Sarah. And you're listening to the Medium Curious Podcast, the show that takes the woo and makes it whoa.
And today's episode is called Medium Walk. What does it mean to be a medium and how do we walk through our lives? Are you ready to talk the talk, Jane?
And walk the walk and talk the talk? Yeah, let's do it. Let's get into it.
Hey, Janie Jane.
I'm Sarah.
So, walk the walk. But what do we want to talk about first?
Okay. Well, the day that we're recording this is just a few days after we launched. So, we're a little Twitter. We're a little from this week. But I'm hoping you can share with our listeners, first of all, gratitude, because so many of y'all just got in touch and gave us so much love and so much encouragement. And so I just feel really
so many
up.
Synchronicities too.
Oh my God, totally.
I know. We'll have to go into that.
Yeah, it got a little out of control at a certain point. I was like, oh my God, I can't anymore with synchronicities.
So cool. This is what we're doing for. It's all the synchronicities. Anyways.
Yeah, ton of magic.
So yeah, we hopped on a call.
Yeah, right. Mostly just to go, oh my God. And
then
all of a sudden,
Kevin dropped in.
Kevin, my ex-boyfriend, he showed up. Because I had written a little piece about him on my Substack, which I also put on Facebook. So a lot of people may have seen that. And he wanted to talk about that with you and me.
Yeah, it was really funny because I couldn't actually believe that he had come through right there, but it was really like just, it definitely was him. And it was definitely so pronounced. And he definitely was really excited and wanted to kind of take credit for like being the one who started it all. It was really kind of, he was really cute and funny.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's more evidence that it's him.
But then I don't remember exactly what he said because I think he just kind of moved in and started talking. So what did he say again?
Well, first of all, you were so funny. You were like, oh, chills. Oh, like, I was like, oh, something really good is happening over there. She's like, whoa. And I was like, and she goes, oh, it's Kevin. Oh, he said he wanted to thank me for, I basically forgave him, which is what the writing is about. And that's a whole other story. Maybe we'll tell it on the podcast another time, but I forgave him. And so he wanted to thank me. And then, do you remember anything he said?
Yeah, he said something about like the people. Oh, he first said, be patient. I remember him saying that.
Yes.
But the people are gathering. And then he said, especially on this side.
So meaning on the other side.
Right. On the side that he was on, but I was also a part of because I was.
You were halfway here and halfway there.
Yeah. It's really, there really are. So that's the other thing too. There really are no sides. It's really all just the same thing. But anyways, he's like, we're all gathering. Like they're all coming in and everyone's super excited. It's like, he gave me kind of like the feeling that they're all like coming in to watch and cheer us on and speak and support us and take part and be a part of this community. And it was just really kind of cool. It kind of blew my mind.
Brad, that's awesome. Well, he can be the ringleader. He can be like, okay, everybody, listen up. he did say the magic is going to blow your mind. That's one of the things he said. I wrote it down.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. Yeah. He said that. I was like, it already is, dude. Like the fact that you're here right now when I'm trying to have a business meeting.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny too, because you said looking at something with rose colored glasses and I looked over at him and I don't always see spirit, but yeah. I saw him with a full head of hair.
Oh, hi. Hallelujah.
The first time he came in, he was bald.
And that was confusing to me.
And he had a full head of hair and he was wearing rose colored sunglasses.
Oh my God. Listeners, really fast. One of our biggest fights was that he thought that I was too optimistic and that I wear rose colored glasses. And he would be like, take off the rose colored glasses. I can feel him laughing right now. Take them off. That's not real. You're not being realistic. You're not being in the world. And I was like, I like my rose colored glasses. I am really comfortable.
Oh, I had no idea. That it's is funny hilarious. That
I'm wearing glasses today because I'm about to read something in a second and I can't do it without these things. So anyway, these aren't rose, but when I turn my head, they're rose. Yay. So funny.
So cool. And yeah, just mind blowing. Blew my mind.
They're just, they're ready to happen. And so what else? What else this week? Anything else you want to share? Any of the magic before we get into our topic?
Well, I could just go on and on and on and on, but
just on. Thinking that, two on.
Just on. Just two ons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like comments from people, you know, they, what resonated was them having realizations that their kids have said things and like, oh, really? Maybe they're talking about other things, or maybe it's knowings that my kids have had and I just didn't pay any attention to it. Or,
oh, wow.
Things that they have experienced when they were kids and they're looking back on it now thinking maybe that was an experience that I had.
Oh my gosh. Cool. So, yeah. So it's just kind of that opening and that option to think about something a certain way.
Yeah. It's like, how about you?
Oh my gosh. Well, one thing that was really amazing was one of my favorite writers that I write in this tribe of super cool people, largely women, but lots of some dudes too. And one of the writers put up this beautiful poem on Facebook and she wrote at the bottom, you know, like her next thing in her comments was, if you're reading this, you would love Medium Curious podcast. And I didn't see that comment because at the exact same time I happened, and I don't scroll Facebook that much, you guys, I know I'm that generation, but whatever. And I happened to be scrolling and I happened to see her that she had posted it. And I just love her and I love the poem. So I just was saying, yeah, I'm so for it or whatever I was saying. And so then the next, you know, I get another bling and it's like, did you just write that? And so anyway, we were writing at the same time and I was like, oh my God, yes. The podcast, sure, come over. Yeah. So anyway, but
the
that was
the timing
like,
of it.
The timing of it and oh. also the generosity of it. And also just like, I just have a lot of people who I love a lot who love this. And that's what makes me feel hopeful because people I love and respect immensely are like, it's good. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. No, we'll keep going. So let's walk and talk. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it. So walk the walk. You want to read from that book that you were telling me about? I've read it too, actually. I read that book a while ago and I just loved it. But you've read it more recently.
Yeah. So the book is called The Medium and Manolos by Lauren Robertson. And I think I ordered it off of Thrift Books because of there's a big old sticker. What am I trying to say? This book kind of blew my mind. I loved it when I read it. I don't know, maybe a year or so ago. And then what happened was it jumped off the shelf at me. And I don't know if that's happened to you, Sarah, where like a book will kind of like fly at you or your eyes will just be drawn to in the bookstore or whatever. That's sort of like what I believe anyway.
Okay.
What?
Just let's make a mental note to go back to this subject. So tell us about this book first and then.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Mental note. A book jumped off the shelf for me too. Which I'll tell you about after this. Yeah.
So, but first let's stay with this book that it did a jump and then what I needed to read about. And then it was pretty neat because we were hoping to talk about this is like, she has in here this idea of like, not a recipe for being a medium. How does she say it? She says, what are the components of being a medium or the, what does she say, Sarah? She calls it the anatomy. Well,
the anatomy.
Anatomy of a medium. Yeah. What's a medium? What does a medium look like? This, you. What are the qualities of a medium? So I guess the qualities is the point. And, you know, she goes into this, first of all, the desire being one of the big components, like the really, really want this.
Because some people don't. Some people don't want to have anything to do with this. And that's fine.
That's totally fine.
Yeah.
But we're here to tell you that it's really fun. Then faith. Like the faith that they could do it or the faith that what they're getting is. And to me, that's actually the whole jam. Like that's the hardest thing is to believe that what you're hearing is, in that case, Kevin or Uncle Bob or whatever, like whoever's there Oh my God, you guys, really quick. I had to do a reading for my teacher this week. It was terrifying. So talk about having some faith. Like suddenly I was alone in the Zoom room and I had to do a reading for him. And I was like, okay, faith, bring it. And then here comes his mom. I was like, oh my God, she's so cute. She kept hugging me. So I know. And we'll have him on. I hope he'll come on and hang out with us. So, resilience. You want to speak to that one?
Well, if you're not resilient, I mean, resilience to me is like self-love, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you can fall on your face.
Mom doesn't come in.
Yeah. But you have to be able to pick yourself up and say, oh, honey, I still love you. You're still okay. You're still worthy. So that to me is resilience. I mean, I think it all comes back to self-love, but keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going down that list.
Commitment. So similar to resilience. It's like, okay, well, I had a terrible reading or someone trolled us on Instagram or whatever, you know, and they're like, we're just going to keep showing up to it because we're committed to this beautiful land. Here's one that's a little hard for me. I'm not going to lie. Selflessness. To be a medium, you have to be selfless. You have to think of others before yourself, and you have to be prepared to give of yourself generously for the benefit of others.
Oh, that's not really.
No. I mean, I'm just being honest. Like I think to back up, that is why I'm doing it. That is why I'm doing it, because something really profound happened once where this guy was suffering so much. He couldn't pull life back. And then a good friend of mine bought him a reading with me, and he didn't believe in this. And he sat with me and he didn't believe me. He was a sweet man. He was an older dude. We're chatting and his wife comes in and she says couple things, and he still doesn't believe me. I guess it sounded a little too, you know, pat or generic or something. And then she starts telling him what she wears. And she goes, I wear really long skirts. He'll recognize me and he'll believe that it's me because tell him about my long skirts. And then she told me some other evidence, but believe it or not, the outfit is what turned his head. And he was like, I saw the change come over his face.
And the proof that she still is around.
Yeah. Mind blowing. And silly if it's a skirt or whatever it is. Like sometimes there's just going to be this little linchpin key thing that's going to turn ahead. So he left there very different than how he walked in. Yeah. And she said that his whole life shifted after that. And I was in the middle of working really hard. In fact, he met me over at my previous company's office after work one day. And I was like, okay, I love marketing videos, but this is important.
Yeah.
So he's kind of my guy. He's the guy who brought me. And so I guess it is a little bit selfless because I don't know about money and I don't know about a lot of things.
Here yeah, I think you can cross that off the list. You got
okay,
that.
Okay, fine.
Go on.
All right, fine, thanks. Focus.
Oh, well, you know, we do the best we can.
We both think we might have adult ADHD, so.
Yeah, I mean, I get it all done. I just don't do it all at once. And,
yeah.
You know, it's all in little buckets.
Oh, okay,
do a little bit in that bucket, do a little bit in that bucket, do a little bit in that bucket. But it all gets done at some point.
But I mean, you can do it because you talked about it a couple episodes ago when you talked about when you make music, where you can enter that flow state. I think that's what she means by focus. Like, can you get to a particular state of mind and can you stay there?
Okay.
Yes.
Well, okay. So that kind of focus. Okay.
You have that. That's trickier for me.
If it's getting a whole load of laundry done in one night, maybe not, but okay. All the dishes done in one sitting, maybe not, but
maybe
okay,
not.
Focus.
Sometimes laundry takes a week for me. I'm not going to lie. So,
okay.
No, focus isn't laundry. Focus is talking to loved ones. And communication skills, which we're working on here, right?
Yeah. Let's do some communicating.
A lot of communicating. But, you know, how do you deliver the information to the person who's come for the reading. How do they receive it? How do you deliver
it? I mean, that really is an art, actually, in mediumship. It truly is. I mean, and that's a craft that we've been working on. You know,
yeah, it's why
we'll talk about that more later. We could do like whole episode on that. Yeah.
Yes. It's so fun and so funky because you can just say something backwards and be like all tangled up and be like, ugh.
And your point won't come across.
Yeah.
And then if you deliver in just a slightly different way, it makes all the difference in the world.
Oh, and that's when you have to go back to faith and hand it over to spirit and be like, take it. Use my face. Use make the words come out. Joy.
Oh, yes. 100%. 100%.
A miserable person makes a miserable medium. If you want to be a great medium, you need to make a point of being joyful in your life.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, really, truly, because we're a lot of times sitting with people in grief and that's a huge part of it. It's easy to take that on or to try to slip into that grief with somebody that you really care about.
Right.
But finding the joy in the connection and the continued connection.
Yeah.
You know,
it's kind of like you have to represent joy.
Yeah.
In a way.
Well, also, okay, so that's part of having super high vibration.
Yeah.
We've talked about that before. When you're connecting to spirit, you have to be super energized. Like my hand is going like this, like super up, super up. Yeah. But joy for sure. Absolutely. 100% joy.
Don't worry. There's only one more.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, wait. I forgot sense of humor, but I think we're good there.
Yeah. We got that.
Well, we think we're hilarious. I think I'm hilarious.
You make me laugh.
I forgot a few. Hold on. Desire to learn, desire to do better. Right. Like you gotta really have skin in the game. You have to really care. And I think that her point being like, keep studying, keep pursuing,
you're always looking to give better readings. Always.
Yeah. 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 You want to
always looking for better evidence, always looking for better connections. Yeah.
Yeah. Dreaming of getting the street address like some people do.
Some people do.
They get the street address. I'm like,
it's amazing.
It's a street with houses. And they're like, it's like, you know, 244 Clarewood Drive or whatever. And you're like, what? So
I know.
Yep. I have places to go. And then love.
Oh, yeah. That makes the world go round and everything else.
And this world and that world and certainly makes the link go in.
Yeah.
So thank you, Lauren. We hope you'll come on sometime because
we love you. We love your book.
I'm a fangirl. Love your book. Thank you very much.
Okay. So the book that popped off the shelf for me was there were two that popped off the shelf and that was, three. So I walked into a bookstore and I was actually in the process of reading Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth.
Oh yeah.
Did you read that a while ago?
I read.
This was on the beginning of my like meditation journey.
Okay. Yeah. Which is what?
Which was like the portal to my intuition.
Mm. Right.
The portal to my spiritual awakening.
So Eckhart Tolle's book jumped off the shelf.
Well, no, I was in the midst of reading that and it was blowing my mind. And at the same time, I walked into a bookstore and off the shelf jumped Liz Gilbert's Big Magic.
Ah, I love her.
I know. Wow. And then Michael Singer's Untethered Soul, which is, have you read that one?
No, I haven't.
It's so good. It's pretty much talking about taking a back seat to your story. Like you as the observer of your story. And really, again, meditation, quieting that monkey brain so that you have available space to listen to everything you're getting intuitively, really kind of blew my mind.
So many things to say. So backing up, Eckhart Tolle, do you think maybe, I mean, raise your hands, listeners, if Eckhart Tolle was your first like spiritual buddy, you know, like whenever that was, like,
the
90s or...
Well, he came out with the book, was it The Power of Now?
Yeah, that's the one I read for right. sure.
And I was like, I don't know when that came out. Like I was like bartending and dancing and prancing around. And I was in the now, but...
Not the proudest now.
Well, there were some proud moments, but I was definitely in my egoic self for sure.
Yeah, that's fair. And, you're in your 20s.
You know, probably. That's great. It was a crazy time. There was a lot of suffering. There was a lot of mental suffering. Mm. There was a lot of storytelling. There was a lot of I shoulds. I need to. You know, a lot of anxious moments. Not that I don't have those now, but I'm right. aware of when they come up now and the way that I can move through those thoughts now is very different than me actually having those thoughts and believing that that was my reality.
Right. And letting those thoughts like drag you through the mud for 3 days or more. Right.
Letting those run the show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I love about meditation. And for what it's worth, it took me so long to get to it. Like yeah. I've tried and I tried and I tried and I tried this kind and I went to yoga and I tried that kind and blah, 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 blah. And for me, the only thing that worked was getting a mantra from a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
So that you can have this one little like yummy thing that you
it's
hear.
It's kind of like a little float that you hang on to for dear life.
Totally. Yeah. It's like a pacifier, man. It's like, yeah. Oh, okay. I have this thing and what I love about the tradition I study, which is Vedic meditation, they're like, it's cool if your mind wanders off. I'm like, hey, yeah. This is my kind of meditation. They're not making me sit up straight. They're not making me sit on a pillow. Like it's like you can sit on the couch and your mind can wander off. And that's actually good because it's part of the de-stressing. So that practice gifted me a huge swath of any goodness that I got now.
Well, yeah, meditation is hard. You know what worked for me? Well, being very attached to music and sound was putting in earbuds and listening to anything with binaural beats.
Oh,
I'm not
cool.
sure what about that really just calm my brain down, but was able to let me just sink into a very calm state of being. And once I had a few seconds of that state, just a few in the very beginning, you know, like when you get that feeling of like, oh, I'm okay, here I am.
Right.
Then just to have a little taste of it, just a little flavor of that.
Yeah.
Then I was able to hang on to it for a little bit longer and a little bit longer and a little bit longer.
Ah, I think you just gave that to all of us. I think we're all there. We're like, oh.
Well, like, and then the awareness of the breath and all of that beautiful stuff, which brings us back to the present moment, which is where all spirit communication happens and where you get in touch with your intuition, and which getting in touch with my intuition was my spiritual awakening.
Mic drop. Ours are on stands, so they're not going to drop.
Thank goodness.
Wow. I feel like I want you to say that again. What did you just say?
What did I say? Getting in touch with my intuition was, for me, my spiritual awakening.
The spiritual awakening was getting
in touch. Yeah.
And you felt like the vehicle for that was meditation.
It was. Well, so just bringing an awareness to my thoughts and that I had control over my thoughts before. Okay. I was like kind of just on the wild pony ride.
Your thoughts were like, and now we're going here, let's go. And you're like, yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. But when I realized, you know, it comes up with a feeling like you noticing, okay, I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling nervous, I'm feeling, and instead of becoming the anxious, becoming the nervous, and then reacting in any which way, shape, or form that makes you react.
Right.
Just realizing, okay, different modes of self-compassion and awareness that can soothe myself, my nervous system. Because if you didn't know it, I'm a real sensitive person, Jane.
Oh, honey. I guess that might be true for a lot of us.
Yeah. And a lot of times, you know, it's good to be aware of what my sensitivities are and how to soothe myself and help myself and how to redirect my thoughts so I'm feeling safe and regulated. Yeah. And all of that can give me space then to access my intuition.
Mm. I just was having so much gratitude on behalf of your children. I was thinking, gosh, she's so great. And her kids must be stoked because, like, you've done all this great work and you're such a, you just have so much more capacity now. I bet. I'm just assuming, you know, I'm not in your kitchen with those dishes, but. But you
the
know,
socks
I
and
mean,
the rafters.
Yeah, those are mine. Those are my son's.
No, we got those too.
Oh, you have those too. Yeah.
Yeah. I looked up and there was a sock, a dirty sock in the rafter. I was like, yeah, that kid, that one leaves his socks everywhere.
But literally everywhere. Yeah, he must everywhere. Have just thrown it up. Oh my God. Yeah. You're like, what's the smell in here? I can't find it. Oh, they're so cute. I love them all so much. But you know, right. Like that's, I'm just thinking about. I just think your kids are lucky. I've said that before. I just think your capacity and that information that you have access to, and that just, it's sort of like you stretch out time when you have that little bit of extra awareness and you're able to come into the present moment.
Yeah.
I mean, the other day I was so upset about something and I literally was marching around my living room going, I am pausing while agitated. I am pausing. I am agitated. This is me pausing. My husband was like, oh shit, she's losing it. She's officially losing it. I'm like, agitated. Pause. I'm hitting pause. Like I was talking myself down from freaking freak out. So anyway.
I mean, agitation happens. It still happens.
Oh,
it's
girl.
Just the awareness that I'm agitated.
Exactly. And the pause, maybe.
Yeah.
But
you know what? Another thing that really helped me and still helps me with my intuition is the realization, and this is part of the spiritual part, that I am just as much a human body as I am a spiritual entity. And I'm just as much a spiritual entity as I am a human body. I mean, they're both fully there, embodied.
So you're like all good things. You're all human and all spirit. All
yeah. Yeah. I mean, and being human just is, it's like there's so much contrast. There's so much
ass kicking. Like, come on, let's just name it. It's so hard.
But it wouldn't be as beautiful and precious and valuable as it is, I feel, if there wasn't that contrast.
Right. Right.
You know? And so the other thing that the spiritual awakening gave me the ability to do was to feel energy, which I never had before. And I, you know, for being a drinker as many years as I was, nope, not going to feel stuff. I'm gonna, rather not. But getting in touch with feeling, it's like if I walk down the street and I have the thought, I am spirit in a human body and I'm getting to experience all of this. Then I'm getting chills now. It's like, I just
can see him.
I can just feel just that sense of love and gratitude of being embodied in this human body, in this now, in this experience. And that's how I get juiced up for readings. That's how I get juiced up for, raise my vibration, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm here right now. I'm getting to sit with my butt in this chair and it feels so good.
Oh my God, that is amazing. Oh my gosh, listeners, I hope your
feet are on
that.
The ground. Oh, that my toes are moving in my shoes. Oh, so good.
Oh my God, yes. I'll have what she's having. Oh my gosh, that's so amazing. That
gets my energy up. It gets my energy moving. It gets me happy. Yeah. Like, especially when I'm outside and I feel the beautiful air on my skin and look at the trees. Like, we're really in such a beautiful space. And
this planet.
Yeah, it really is beautiful. I mean, there's a lot of not beauty, but there's a lot of beauty.
Right. Yeah, the contrast, like you said.
It's the noticing. It's the noticing the contrast. And where do I want to put my eyes, you know?
Rack, focus. This is what, because, you know, as y'all know, I'm a filmmaker. And that's one of the tools of the trade, right?
You can rack, focus?
Yeah. Oh. So, you know, so the lens is focused on one thing. And then there's like a shift and it shifts to something behind or in front of it. That's a rack focus. So I always think about that when I'm like, okay, I just do that with my attention. You know, I got to rack focus. Like I need to. Like I might be looking at something that's not necessary. It's really a distraction. It isn't helping me. I got to rack focus. And like you're saying, like see the trees or see the glint of the light on the side of the, you know, mountain or the trees. And to be fair, I live in Hawaii, so it's not hard. I just walk outside and go, glory.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But just having the awareness that that's what you need to do at any given moment. Yeah.
Okay. So, wow, cool. So we got to cover a lot of really amazing things. We got to go on your spiritual awakening a little bit with you, which I want to do again because that was fun. and then we talked a little bit about, you know, some of the qualities that we're constantly continuing to evolve and ourselves and, you know, work on and think about and manifest and like just keep working because being a medium is a big project.
It is a big project. And it's always, I don't want to say a work in progress, but I want to say it's an exercise in curiosity.
Ooh, you're so good at bringing it back at the end. Well, with that, maybe we should say goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
me.
No. No, you do the singing. We know that. Yeah. Aw, well, thank you, Sarah.
Thanks for joining us, dear listeners. And we can't wait to see you again next week. And thanks for joining me, Jane. You always make me laugh.
Aw, thank you. I love sitting with you and getting just all the chills and all the glory and all the magic of what you have to share. It's truly a gift. So thank you.
Right back at you. All right, honey. Love ya.
Love you. Love everyone else. Bye, curious friends.
Hey, listeners. We just want to fill you in on what we've got planned for the next couple weeks.
Yeah, we're episode 8 right now of a 10-episode season. So we'll 2 more episodes of this season, then we'll have a couple weeks, 2-3 weeks off, and then we'll start our new season, season 2. We have some amazing guests. We're super excited to bring you some more magic starting in season 2.
So if you've got any questions in the meantime, just find us on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook and let us know. We'd love to answer your questions. Or you can find us on mediumcurious.com and leave us a voicemail.
Mediumcurious.com. Yeah, you can leave us a voicemail and we'll play it on the air. That's hilarious. As if we will play it on the episode and then answer your question.
How to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, no. We're going to do that one day. We're going to go live one of these days, but not yet. All right. Thank you so much, listeners, for being with us. We adore you.
We love you.
Medium Curious is made possible
by Jane Morgan Editing.
Sarah Rathke made the amazing music.
And Gigi Hawkins Podcast Consulting.
Our logo was created by Eric Allen.
Kyle Hansen McKee, photography.
And the dogs under the desk in Hawaii are Kalea and Domino.
And Trixie in California.